Intervju Radija Študent. Dawn of Midi. Danes zvečer bo v kinu Šiška nastopila akustična zasedba Dawn of Midi, ki je v preteklem letu navduševala tako z zanimivo ploščo Dysnomia, kot tudi živimi nastopi. V intervjuju so se Niki Perne v kinu Šiška po prihodu v Ljubljano pridružili vsi člani trija.
So tonight we're talking to the acoustic trio Dawn of Midi, formed by the drummer Kasim, pianist Amino and Akash on bass, who will perform tonight at Kino Šiška, presenting a very special piece of music, their last and most noticed album Dysnomia, which was released last August. So, first day on tour, how is it?
We'll see.
We'll see.
Yeah, it's... We're already a little sleepy, but it's a jet lag probably.
And if we talk about beginnings, well, first day on tour and your beginnings, how was Dawn of Midi formed? When did you start? How did you start?
2007 we met at a school called CalArts in Los Angeles, California Institute of the Arts, and we were all arriving there from different places, and we didn't play music right away, but I think I showed up in 2006, and in 2007 we started playing some improvised music together, and that's how it began.
Yeah, and how did then the switch happen from really improvised music to this last album, which is really...
Not improvisation.
I think just wanting to keep moving, you know, to keep evolving. Because we did the first album, and then we also did a live EP of some recordings from touring when we were playing improvised music. And I think it was interesting to try and to grow and change instead of just doing the same thing, even though I think that would have been good too, to keep improvising, or that music would have been good. But we've done that before. We did that for years, you know.
But do you think you will continue in this direction of Dysnomia, or was this just like a tribute to electronic music, or will you do this also in the future?
Probably, yeah. I think we'll try and
to keep.
With that same idea of the past, to like to try and keep evolving too, not just to do the same thing that we've done. So even with something like Dysnomia, I think the idea would be to have it grow and mature.
But do you ever get tired? Because it really has to be a bit difficult to stay so focused and to...
You mean while we're performing?
Yeah, while you're performing.
It's exhausting for sure, but the music is the reward. So it's always a great feeling, especially when we're done with it. Great feeling because you're done with the piece, so it's... But also, the music it never got really boring, thank God, because it could have... You know, you played every night, but yeah.
But does it get easier from, I don't know, one day to another, or...?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, we've played it a lot, a couple of hundred times at this point. So, it's funny, when we play it on stage, sometimes it feels like 15 minutes has gone by and we're done with the concert, you know.
Yeah, because also when listening to your record, it just goes by, you know. Mm-hmm. You don't know when it starts and when it's already finished, because it's such a nice piece of music. It's not like every track on its own, but it's like this whole mm-hmm. great piece of music. Did you had this in mind when writing in, that it will be listened from the beginning to the end and really one?
Yes, definitely. But then we realized that, of course, some people would want to, in their cars or in their iPhone, jump to a certain section, so we had to divide it. And so we found some strategic points to divide the whole piece into 9 tracks. But yes, the original idea
was just one whole
one
piece.
Long piece.
And it really is one piece. It's just there are markers to go that it's really one mm-hmm. piece of music.
Yeah.
At least I think of it that way.
Yeah, me as well, so yeah. Can you tell also to our listeners, because you play classical instruments, but you prepare them really in a different way than they would be played normally. So can you explain a little bit about how do you play?
Well, first, there's no really preparation. Maybe the only preparation is the drums. He puts his fishing lines underneath some of the drum snares, and so it gives a buzz. But that's the only preparation. Everything else is as is. The bass is as is. The piano is as is. It's just that the way we play them is like drums. It's drumming music. So piano is also always considered a percussion. So with my hands inside, it creates more of a percussive element. With the bass, same idea.
And probably like what people hear the most about, that they don't understand the sound that's happening, is probably Amino's part, because it doesn't sound like the way a normal piano sounds. Mm-hmm. But that's just him. I mean, that's in the sense that it's not a preparation, because he's playing that way. He's using his hand to mute the strings, and that makes a sound that is very interesting. And the whole, almost the entire album is that piano sound, which is not a sound that many people have heard a lot. So it kind of sounds like something else. And the bass too is playing, so basically the piano is playing harmonics, and the bass is also a string instrument, so you can make harmonics. And so we're both playing harmonics, and together sometimes it can be confusing to know which one is making the sound.
And how do you listen to each other when performing? You know, there has to be really this environment where trust is probably a really important thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, when we first started performing the piece, it was still sort of fresh in our minds. So there was sort of a moment where we at times had to consciously block the other part of the music out just to make sure that we're doing everything correctly. But at this point, it's, you know, it's pretty locked. And we're just able to listen to everything that's going on and kind of enter a trance, kind of just like the audience, you know, the listener. But it took a long time, a lot of work to get to that place.
So I would like to say thank you to all of you.
Thank you.
And we'll see you tonight at Kinoshishka, and I hope we will have a good time.
Yeah. Yes. Bring some friends.
We will.
bring a couple of hundred friends.
Okay. Thank you. Guys.
Thank you.
Ereš intervju je pripravila Nika Perne. Intervju Radija Študent.